It's birth, it's life, it's renewal, encouragement for the day. It is the Word of God, and it's right where we find ourselves today on Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Make it a point to join us as we study God's Word together. Coming to you from United Reformed Church here in Linden, this is Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. We welcome you to the broadcast and would invite you to join us for the next few moments as we open up God's Word, studying God's Word that we might find life. With this edition of Abounding Grace now, again from United Reformed Church here in Linden, once again, our teacher and pastor, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, as you've tuned in to Abounding Grace today, we are thankful to bring this to you each and every week. We hope that these radio broadcasts encourage you a great deal, challenge you with what God's Word teaches, and that we would be good students of the Word of God, rightly dividing the Word of Truth in a day when the Word and the Truth is being cast down. This week, I want to spend the week looking in Genesis chapter 12 at the call of Abram. This is such an important text, one that I think is very important for us to hear in this day. And so we're going to be mining this passage this week as we would understand the great sovereign grace of our Lord. Let me begin today by saying I was listening to the White Horse Inn the other day. And let me say, if you on Sunday afternoons at 3:30 on Kerry, they air this program, and it is a wonderful program. Make sure you're listening to that on Sundays at 3:30. But the White Horse Inn the other day had these pastors on there, and they were so bold to say that what is happening in the American church is not something that we can just take lightly and write off. In fact, they were so bold to call it, in today in the American church, a succinctly American religion, which is not in any way the Christianity of the Bible. The pastor spoke of the setting into which the American religion has taken shape. And let me just outline this a bit for you, because it's so important as we look at this narrative calling Abram out of Ur of the Chaldeans. They said that it comes at the end of a major economic boom. Most people in this country have experienced great wealth, great prosperity, industry has been strong, everyone has made lots of money, we've all built our castles in this land, most people seem to have a very nice home. We have done a great job of being successful in this country, at least what they call the American dream. They say that America is the most prosperous nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. And my point is, and so in correlation to our great achievements as Americans, we have constructed a religion that matches what we've experienced. Success, prosperity, wealth. And so right in line with the American work ethic and the American dream, if you work hard enough, you can have this great dream, comes the American religion. If you think positively enough and you have your priorities in line, God will bless you. He exists to make your life a blessing. He exists to make you happy. He exists to make you rich. This is just common lingo and a common message across this land. Quoting one well-known pastor, God exists for us, he says, to make our lives full of blessings. And so at the end of the day, lo and behold, what we've fashioned is a God into our minds who is here to serve us, as opposed for us to glorify him and to receive his blessings by faith alone, because of his great grace alone. We're told today that God exists to make our lives happy if we just do what is right and we have our priorities in line. Well, let me say this week, the very surprising thing about Genesis is that we are told the exact opposite of this American religion that has developed all around us. The real picture that we've considered, and that we will consider this week in Genesis, is that everyone has corrupted themselves to such a degree that everyone on the earth has become hopeless idolaters. Unless God does something, every human being will forever be eternally lost. It wasn't just that people's priorities were out of line. Mankind is presented in the first 11 chapters of Genesis as hopelessly lost. And the fact before us is that in the godly line of Seth, the whole thing in chapter 11 of Genesis had ended up in total apostasy. It was only a movement away from God. So far that even Abram's great father Terah ended up worshiping the gods on the other sides of the river. That's Joshua 24:2. Even to the end that many of these pagans sacrificed their own children to gods that didn't even exist. Genesis has shown us very clearly that blessings from God can in no way be dependent upon human efforts to accept God. Because we all by nature run from God. Our hearts are desperately and relentlessly wicked. And the family of mighty Terah, including Abram, great Abraham, demonstrated this very clearly before us in these opening chapters of Genesis. Well, what we are should be moved with today is the awesome love and blessing of God, because now the stage is sort of set for him to act. The issue before us this week, in light of the rebellion outlined in these first chapters of Genesis, where Cain and the flood and the Tower of Babel and then Terah and all these bad events, the issue is whether God would come after the sinner. Because the sinner would never come after him. That's what Genesis is showing us. After leaving us with the earth in total darkness to the point of no faith on the earth, and remember, Jesus, of course, said something very similar to that. When the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? After this first major section of Genesis in the first 11 chapters, the question could rightly be asked, is there anyone with faith on the earth? God descended to one man here in Genesis chapter 12, telling us all very clearly that his choice to bless would be totally of grace, totally of mercy, and totally of his own love without any view toward the sinner. And that should be the greatest comfort for us today if we really know our hearts. The message is really very clear. God is the one who must decide to bless because we hate him by nature. And when he does, such blessing is life transforming. Let's consider this beautiful blessing of God to one man so that he would become a blessing to all nations. In verse 1 of chapter 12, God gives a call to Abram. And here's what the call sounds like. Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. Now, there are two elements to this call. Leave your land or your country and leave your family. So we looked at this. He's requiring a radical break from the past. He's separating us from the things and the loyalties that stand in the way of a life devoted to him and for his glory. And so the Lord holds forth Abram these two great obstacles to the fulfilling of God's his own determination to bless Abram. And this comes across very clear here. God is going to bless unconditionally. But he's not going to allow Abram to remain in bondage to these other masters. And so the call is one of radical separation to him to the end that all other loyalties would become dead to him as he now becomes alive to the Lord. There was to be a great separation of Abram from his land and from his family. Now, we have to understand the nature of this call. It was a call for Abram to follow the Lord, and we must understand this very clearly, by the way, that Jesus gave calls to sinners. When it came to the issue of separation from the past, who can forget what happened in Luke chapter 9, 57? Now it happened, as they journeyed on the road, that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. So someone came to him and said, look, Lord, I will make the decision to follow you. This is almost common lingo today that we hear all the time. I made this grand decision in my life to follow Jesus. Great, we would all say, right? Great, you did. Sign on the dotted line, you're in. What did Jesus say? Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. So it's as if Jesus said, are you sure you want to follow me? Do you know what it will cost you? Foxes have their homes, birds have their nests. Do you realize that if you are going to follow me, then you will be losing your life? Meaning you are taking the path of denying yourself and following me as a pilgrim in this life so as to have no abiding home in this world? Do you realize that that's what I will require of you? That's the first one who said, I will make the decision to follow. And then Jesus said to another. So now it's Jesus's turn, right? Follow me. Now it was Jesus' turn to give the call to follow. Here's what we read. But he said, Lord, let me first go bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. Jesus said to him, no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Jesus gives the call, and what happens? If you notice the real issue here, in both of these examples, there are ties to the past that they are unwilling to let go. And further, the conditions aren't right to follow you, Jesus, we could hear them say. And if you look at Abram, that's what really is pictured in Genesis chapter 12. The conditions were not right for Abram to leave. Leave a land full of prosperity and the place where dad and the family are? I need some upfront promises, Lord. You're calling me to follow you, but my future is not certain. There are no economic certainties. I mean, look at the real difficulty of the call. Go to a land that I will show you. What a vague call. Did God really give any information about the land? Did God rehearse how he would provide for Abraham? Not at all. We think, you have to give me a bit more than that, Lord. Look, everything right now is economically certain in Ur. I need some upfront promises. The situation needs to be right, and how we think that our requirements have to be met to follow. And this is the real issue. Many want some upfront real estate. Many want some upfront benefits before the decision to follow Jesus. But you'll never get them. The Lord is giving a radical call, and the message is it's going to cost you a lot. Anyone who wants to save his life will lose it, and anyone who wants to lose his life for my sake will save it. You will lose your life. Tomorrow we'll come back and look at the second element of this call, leaving your family. But initially, let me say, what sinner can do this? The fact is, in all of these calls, what it should be doing is showing us we can't leave. These commitments are too strong for us, and God in his sovereign grace must pull us out by the grace of God given to us in Christ. Christ frees us from bondage to these masters. Christ frees us to live in the newness of life. Christ frees us and gives us eternal life now to live our lives in him. That's what we'll see in Genesis this week in the glories of this great gospel.
Opening up the Word of God that we might let its light shine into our hearts and minds. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We know your time is valuable, and to carve out a few minutes for us means a great deal to us. We thank you for spending time with us. If you would like to contact us here at Abounding Grace, we'd love to hear from you. Your letters of encouragement, your questions, comments, prayer requests, that would mean so much to us to know that you're partnering with us in a prayerful manner such as this. Our desire is to see you grow in Christ, and that's what we've made ourselves available for. 360-318-0429 is our phone number. Again, 360-318-0429. You can also find us on the web, lindenurc.com. A lot of information there about who we are and what we believe. In fact, if you would like to join us for worship, we'll have a map there for you. We meet at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden, Washington. Sunday services, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Again, the directions can be found at lindenurc.com or give us a call, 360-318-0429. As always, it's a real privilege and a pleasure spending time with you here in God's Word, and we look forward to the next opportunity that we'll have to spend time with you once again in God's Word. Until then, God bless.